From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Iran's nuclear chief says the country has launched plans to increase its uranium enrichment capacity. The announcement on Tuesday intensified pressure on European countries that are already struggling to preserve a nuclear agreement with Iran that was weakened when the United States withdrew from the deal. The U.S. reimposed sanctions on Iran since withdrawing from the agreement last month. It contends Iran poses a national security threat. America's allies and partners says the U.S. Treasury Department will face, quote, very significant risks if they continue to do business with Iran, including the possibility of getting hit with sanctions. The department on Tuesday warned that Iran's use of shell companies and illicit financing to fund malign activities continued unabated even after it signed the 2015 nuclear agreement. The United Nations called on the United States to stop detaining migrant families and separating children at the southern border, saying it contravened the law. Ravina Shamdasani is a spokeswoman for the United Nations Office for Human Rights.
There is nothing normal about detaining children. As I said, detention is never in the best interest of the child and always constitutes a child rights violation. On this being a criminal offense, as I said, this should, entry into a country without the right papers should at most be an administrative offense, and it certainly does not warrant jailing children.
The UN said most people crossing the southern border are from Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador. This is VOA News. Guatemala's Fuego volcano has erupted again, sending rescue workers and survivors scrambling for safety Tuesday afternoon. The National Disaster Agency ordered evacuations as new flows of ash, gas, and rock spewed from the volcano. Seismic events also rattled the area. The volcano is about 44 kilometers southwest of the capital, Guatemala City, and is close to the city of Antigua, which is a popular tourist destination. Lava from Hawaii's Kilauea volcano destroyed hundreds of homes overnight Monday into Tuesday, including one belonging to the mayor of the county. A U.S. Army commander has approved the sentence of a soldier who left his post in Afghanistan and was captured and held by the Taliban. Associated Press correspondent Mike Gracia reports.
Army Private Bo Bergdahl will not go to prison after a senior U.S. military commander endorsed the court-martial sentencing handed down to Bergdahl last November for abandoning his post in Afghanistan and endangering military personnel who took part in the search for him. Bergdahl was captured by the Taliban and held for 5 years. Army General Robert Abrams approved the sentencing that includes a reduction in rank from sergeant to private, forfeiture of $1,000 a month pay for 10 months, and a dishonorable discharge. The case will now be referred to the Army Court of Criminal Appeals, which automatically reviews any punitive discharges. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Changes are coming to the Miss America pageant. Associated Press correspondent Mike Hempen reports.
There she is. There will not be a swimsuit competition, and contestants will no longer be judged on their appearance. The head of the Miss America board, Gretchen Carlson, says the focus will be on what makes the women, and she's not concerned about a drop in television ratings, believing viewers are more interested in the talent competition. An email scandal last December led to a shakeup at the top. The top three leadership positions are now held by women. I'm Mike Hempen.
A White House aide who joked about U.S. Senator John McCain's battle with brain cancer no longer works in the Trump administration, a source with knowledge of the matter said on Tuesday. The departure of Kelly Sadler was first reported by CNN. During an internal meeting last month, she reportedly dismissed McCain's objection to President Trump's pick to be CIA director by saying it doesn't matter, he's dying anyway. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.